now proudly presented on SNME. That's Sunday Night's Main Event. Patreon and free feed.
We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore fine. Winter ready on the four ties. Heavy traffic during 4-5. Gotta hustle on the own time. Color people every port side. We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore fine.
Hey guys, it's your host, your boy George Mackay, live here, Don Koloff Arena, Destiny World Wrestling, and I am sitting down with a pillar, a staple, one of the early members of the growing women's division, one of my favorite people, I don't care what she says. I mean, we're not as close as me and Gabriel Flairs are, but we're pretty close. The one and only bionic one, Alexia Nicole.
Hello, hi, how are you?
I'm good. My intros are always randomly funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I gotta ask, I don't think we ever talked about it, but coming back from the injury, having everything happen, now you're kind of working on the, you know, the gimmick with the arm thing, and I love that arm thing. I know we talked about where you got that design, which was phenomenal, but how are you feeling these days as your schedule has picked up, as your bookings have increased? How's everything all around with you?
Okay. I'm always tired. I'm always in pain. But I try not to. it's not to complain. Not to complain. It's just the truth. Like, I work full time. I wrestle full time. I've got very little me time. So like, I maybe like an hour a night, if lucky. So like, it's not a lot of time to like rest or recuperate. So when I do have like a day off on a weekend, I don't get out of bed.
I was going to say that. You just stay in bed.
I stay in bed, yeah.
You only get out of bed for, like, the essentials, like, go to the bathroom, water, that's it.
Yeah.
Right back in bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And binging, what are you binging these days?
I'm not much of a binger. I'm more of a game player.
What are you playing these days?
Disney Dreamlight Valley.
I fucking knew it was going to be. I had a feeling, guys, and I called it. I knew it. And I was right on the money. It was either going to be that game or something to do with Pokemon. Scary how well I know you.
Yeah, there's no Pokemon game out right now. So
no, there's no. But you beat them all, right?
Yeah, of course I did.
Not surprising, guys.
Like I said, I don't get out of bed when I have time off.
Okay, so what? How is Disney Dreamlight Valley for
it's
you?
Great. My valley looks incredible.
If anybody's ever watched the history of this, this is an ever-evolving conversation. This is fifth time I think we've sat down together. So we've gotten past all the meat and potatoes. Now we just shoot the shit and have fun. But tonight,
yes,
you are having your match in the women's tournament. Now, we already know who's moving on. Dream Girl Ali,
yes,
got her ticket punched under some extreme circumstances, but she got her ticket punched. And we also know Vanna Black is moving on. She got her ticket punched the next round. You yourself have a task against Liza Hall. Okay, you're facing her tonight. How do you prepare for someone that you've never faced before?
Watch a lot of tape. Watch a lot of matches. Try to get an idea of basically what she does. I honestly, she's been on my list to wrestle, so I kind of already know what she does. I've really wanted to wrestle her for a while. So in terms of getting ready for like a normal match, I just watch their matches, get a feel for what they do, see how I can kind of work my stuff in. For Liza, because I've been watching for a long time, because I really wanted to, this is just like, I'm going in knowing what to do.
So you're going in already prepared.
Yeah, I'm going in really prepared.
Do you feel pretty confident to get past the first round?
I think so. She's definitely a better wrestler than me, like a better grappler.
Wow.
I'm not a good grappler. I'm not good at just like straight wrestling.
But a lot of wrestlers wouldn't admit that.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at it. She's going to, if that's how we're going toe-to-toe, like she will 100% get the better of me, but I have more other strengths that I can use to that. Like I do think I am physically stronger. Maybe faster, we'll find out. But I definitely, if it comes just to grappling, I think she's got it. If it comes to other factors, I think I can pull it off.
I absolutely agree with that. And one thing I will say is I noticed that when things in the match don't go your way early on, the switch in Alexia Nicole gets flipped. Alexia Nicole has a mean streak. She's a sweetheart, but she has a mean streak in the ring. And I feel like if the mean streak comes out, I feel like she's in all kinds of trouble.
Maybe.
You wouldn't know it from the smiling and the giggles, but trust me, there's a mean streak there, guys, okay? There is one. Doesn't come out often, but it's there. Now, how honored would you be, because you have helmed a lot of divisions, you have been first-time champion for a lot of women's divisions in the Ontario NDC, and to helm the Destiny Women's title, this is what you're going for, this is the prize. How awesome would it be to be the first woman to hold that title?
It'd be really cool. I've been working here since, when did this company start?
2015?
I've been here since then. I was one of the first girls they booked. there was a long time where, you know, I'd show up and they wouldn't have anything for me because my opponent either canceled, couldn't make it, whatever, and it's okay, let's just throw her in with the guys. And I took that and I ran with it and I did really well. It would mean a lot to me for something that I've been working, somewhere I've been working so long to have the women's championship. It'd mean a lot.
100% it would be. And I mean, like, you're right. You took it, you ran with it, you had some, you were highlight reels in some of those scramble matches. They were phenomenal. And I don't care what you say. I know you don't like when I put you over, but it's the truth. I know you hate it, but I continue to put you over because you are that damn talented and you need to recognize that. Just like me, when people tell me that some of the conversations they've watched, I had somebody post a comment on YouTube the other day and I had to share it because I never, somebody told me that, like, I did one of their favorite wrestling interviews of all time. And when I hear that, I'm like, me? George from Brampton? That doesn't make sense. But then when people tell me that they see the passion that I have and they see the drive that I have, I get like you. I don't like to be put over, but sometimes it's okay to have somebody else toot your own horn, right?
Yeah, I hate when people praise me. Put me down.
She sucks.
Put me down. Yeah, honestly, I'll take that.
Stinks. She's the worst.
I like criticism.
I'm better at Pokemon than she is.
Okay, that's a lie.
That was the line, guys.
No, I like criticism. I like knowing what I can improve on. So when I get praised, I'm like, no, there's got to be something else. Like, there has to be something I can do better at.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I think you could be better at Thumb Wars.
Honestly, yeah, probably. I'll take
I think you could be better at not being so tired.
That's going to be a challenge.
Always improvement, guys. Yeah. It can happen.
Like, I can do it. I can try.
But you know what? I guess going back to my next question is, you've been here since the beginning. You're one of the first women that they booked. And to come in, especially when women in wrestling was changing, the revolution was happening. Like you said, your opponent either canceled on you, they didn't have something for you, they were delayed, they couldn't make it across the border, so you just got thrown in with the guys and you had to run with it. If you wanted to work the show, you had to do that. But now it's not like that anymore. Now if your opponent is supposed to be here, they're here. She's in the building tonight.
Yeah.
She was actually one of the first people here.
Yeah, I know. I can see her right now.
When I walked in. It's crazy, right? So knowing that your opponent is literally 20 feet away from you, You know the match is going to happen tonight. Is it so surreal to go from 9 years ago to now, knowing that what you've worked for, finally putting a division in this company, is happening, and you were part of that?
A little. I've never actually thought of it that way.
I usually give you those perspectives.
Yeah, no, because, like, especially when I started working at Destiny, because I was the only girl a lot of times, I'd just be in the guys' locker room. Like, I've never thought of it as like there's no women's division and I'm helping build it. I've never thought of it that way. Now it's more surreal. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It feels weird in a sense to have, like, to help build it, because, like, again, I don't feel like I'm ever a part of stuff like that, but. I guess
you helped build it.
Yeah,
you can't. You. That's why I called you a pillar. You understand the intro now? Does it make sense?
I get it.
All right. So let's talk about, because I know we talked about toys.
Yes.
We talked about Toy Hunter. We talked about movies. You still haven't watched Die Hard, by the way.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Like I said, I got like an hour a day.
You can split it up into 3 hours.
That's true. Last movie I knew about. I can tell you last movie I watched.
Last movie you watched.
I can tell you the last movie I watched in theaters was Godzilla Minus One. Incredible. Great movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie, but I'm saying, like, Die Hard?
I gotta see that before it goes out of theaters.
Okay, here's what I think we should do.
Okay.
Because you booked time with me for podcasts.
Yes.
You've actually set aside that 1 hour that you get to spend it with me.
Yes.
So I'm thinking we do a watch-along of Die Hard.
For an hour?
Well, we can watch the whole movie.
That's a long time.
I'm gonna get her to watch it one of these days, guys. One of these days, I'll get her to watch the Bruce Willis iconic classic. Not even about that, but you talked about, like, not having that downtime. And when you do have that downtime, you really just don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do anything. And does life fly by for you now, knowing that you don't really have time off? And when you do have the rare day off on the weekend, you literally just spend the whole day lounging around, which you rightfully deserved?
Not really. I used to think it did. And then, especially during COVID, because, like, you're sitting at home doing nothing the whole time. I try to at least, like, once a month do something with a day off. Like, especially when I went to the UK, I made a big point of, like, okay, yes, I'm here to wrestle. Yes, I'm here to train. But, like,
I want to soak up that culture.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, I want to see some castles. So I try, like, same thing here. Like, I'll try, like, once a month, let's go do something. Let's go to, like, a museum. Let's go, like, go do some kind of, like, convention or something. Literally something to do.
To get you moving.
To get me moving, yeah. Because, like, as much as, trust me, I love my days of nothing. I absolutely love my days of nothing. But I do make a point of, like, trying to go do things outside of that.
I like that. So let's talk about the trip for the UK. It was your first time going over there.
Yeah.
And you soaked up the culture. You also soaked up a ton of food.
Oh, yeah.
You are a foodie, which I appreciate. One of us looks like we're a foodie. The other one does not look like they are a foodie. But we're both foodies. We love our food. Now, I am of the UK heritage. I'm half Scottish. So I love UK food. When you went over there, what was one of the things you just made a point that you had to try? If you were never going to go back again, you were like, I got to do this now or I'm never going
to
do it.
There was no food that like I was like, I have to try. I will say, we were in Scotland, did have haggis. It was deep fried. So I don't know what regular...
Deep fried haggis is bomb diggity.
Oh, no, it was great. Yeah. But I don't know what regular haggis tastes like. So like, I can't...
It doesn't taste that good, trust me. Okay. You were
deep
right.
Deep fried haggis, great. Scotland also had the best Italian food I've ever had. There's a specific restaurant called Salino's. If you ever go to Scotland, it's the best Italian food ever. It doesn't make sense in my brain, but it's the best. What else was really good there? Pepe's Piri Piri. It's like a UK chicken, like almost like a fast food Nando's. Nando's, by the way, very mid in the UK. Everyone made a point of
mid-card.
Like UK Nando's. It tastes exactly the same.
So it's not high profile.
Not high profile. We made a point to go. That was one thing we made a point to go do, was go get Nando's, and it was just like, eh, whatever. Pepe's Piri Piri, though, fantastic.
I love that. And I love that the best Italian food you've ever had was in Scotland.
Yeah, I haven't been to Italy. Let me point that out. I've never been to Italy.
Okay, so we don't know that.
We don't know.
But the best Italian food you've had up till this point in your life
yes.
is from Scotland.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. What about like soaking up the culture? Was there a particular castle that you wanted to hit or a particular excursion that you wanted to see?
Cardiff Castle was like the top of my list, especially because we were staying in Cardiff for a week.
Of course.
So Cardiff Castle was definitely number one. Got to hit it great. Went to Edinburgh Castle as well. Super cool. The one thing I wanted to do, which we didn't get the time to do, was because we're in Scotland, I wanted to see Highland cows. Didn't get the chance, but I'm hoping next time I can go pet one.
For me, because my family heritage, actually on my honeymoon, because I was fear of flying when I got married years ago, I've since gotten over it, but we went to Niagara Falls, and we went to Niagara on the Lake, and there was a store called the Name Tree, where I could go back and research my family name.
Yeah.
I found out that one of my ancestors is actually in the movie Braveheart, and he was one of William Wallace's like tight buddies, and he was at the Battle of Bannockburn. So for me, to go there, and that's one place, I've never been to Scotland, but it's on my bucket list before I die, I want to go and I want to touch the grass on the hills of Bannockburn where they fought and won their freedom, because to me that's something super special.
Yeah.
But just to say that my ancestors in the movie and actually does have one line of dialogue in the movie was pretty fucking cool. Like they actually got somebody to play my ancestor, which is pretty awesome. And then I found out that my good friend, his ancestors are the people that killed William Wallace. So I didn't talk to him for like a month, but we've gotten over that.
Okay, okay.
But I didn't talk to him for like a month. Like, you fucking ruined Scotland's life, jackass.
Oh, I also went to Stonehenge.
How incredible is that?
On the whim, because it was just Fuerza and McRae Martin. They had a show in, oh God, I don't remember where it was, somewhere in England. And then on the way back to Cardiff, we would pass it. So they were like, do you want to just come and we'll just stop by Stonehenge the next day? I'm like, absolutely. It's so cool. It's just a bunch of rocks. Like, I'm not going to try and
but
sell it like
how
it's anything
it's positioned
else. Yes.
Is for back in the time when it was made.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder how the fuck they pulled that off.
Yeah, yeah, no, like it's straight. Like if I'm talking about Stonehenge, yes, you're just looking at a circle of rocks. It's still incredible. We spent hours just sitting there. It was
must have been deeply reflective, eh?
Yeah, kind of. It was just like you look because you do walk by like the tiny museum that like you walk through, and it like gives you the history that they have of it. So like you find out that yes, it's like technically a graveyard around Stonehenge. But it's like, yeah, you're just sitting there and you're taking it all in. You're like, and you can see like certain parts where like, there's like certain areas where if you look at it specifically, like the sun hits it, it's like a clock, that kind of stuff. Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool. I love that. We've talked about the UK. I think we've caught up for tonight. I want to let you go prepare for your match with the girl whose name I got incredibly wrong. And I'm so sorry, but I'm tired. I work a lot too. I have kids. You know, you have dogs and stuff.
I have dogs, yeah.
Yeah. I also love the pictures. Side note, I love the pictures that you post at work. The one picture of the parrot, that's your bird?
That's my guy.
That bird was about to beat that dog down.
Yeah, my poor bird. I used to have dogs before they passed and we got the new one. He was definitely thinking, why the hell did you bring another one home?
What's wrong with you? Am I not enough for you?
I love my bird. I love my boy. He is my heart. But we wanted a puppy. She just has... She's young, she's dumb, she'll learn one day to leave him alone.
But right now she's like, I want to play with you.
Yeah, right now she doesn't understand that he does not play the way she does.
She will when she gets a talent in the face one day.
Ah, she's got to learn.
She's got to learn. That's the best way to end this interview, guys. She's got to learn. One of the pillars of destiny, one of the people who helped Omni Division, person who does not like to be put over, but I will always put over, because she actually legitimately is one of my good friends. She gave me the time as one of my first interviews, and I cannot thank you enough, because I believe that interview I did with you opened the door to so many other relationships I have. So because of you, Straight Talk exists.
Nice, awesome.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Peace, love, and wrestling, guys. See you next time.
Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and turn on that notification bell so you get notified each time we post a video. Alternatively, you can check us out on all podcast platforms and hosted on Podbean. We are also available on the SNME Network. That's the Sunday Nights Main Event Patreon. Please feel free to check us out there as well. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at @_StraightTalk on Twitter, at Straight Talk Wrestling on Instagram, Straight Talk Wrestling on Facebook, Straight Talk Wrestling on TikTok. And of course, you can check out all our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com.
I don't need a nigga cosign. Without the liquor, you become a victim. You ain't never got a pole mine. I ain't messing with this generation. Fuck your gender, I ain't got...